This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread the cloaks on the road, and the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The gospel of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise and thank you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ, amen.
comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
May be seated. Welcome on this wonderful Palm Sunday. Beautiful day outside. What a wonderful opportunity as we remember Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And as you know, the service now changes to what's called Sunday of the Passion as we begin to focus, as we enter this Holy Week, focus on Jesus' suffering and death. Several announcements to call to your attention. One is, don't forget that next Sunday morning we have our Easter breakfast. That starts at 8:30 back in our fellowship hall. There is no Sunday school next week. We'll be enjoying breakfast. Also, don't forget next week to bring your flowers to flower the cross out in our front yard. It always is so beautiful. We look forward to that next week as well. It's a great witness for our community of our joy at Easter. Now, a couple of sad items to let you know about. Maybe you saw the email I sent out last night that Julia Higgins died yesterday. She'd been in the hospital most all week, and it was not unexpected for her. And of course, there are no details to announce yet. They haven't met with the funeral home yet. This morning, I received a call from Donna Nunnemaker that Ken Brown, her father, and Connie Davis's father, is expected to die today. So please keep all of these in your thoughts and prayers as we will be facing that again. As news comes in, I will be sure to let you know. The Family Promise Volunteer Board is out in the narthex. Is there anything else we need to say about that? 2 weeks we'll have families here. Okay. Sarah. I don't have any questions. Oh, wait a minute. Thank you, Preston. We'll just remind you that this, as we enter Holy Week, this service does not have a benediction. The service continues on Thursday and then Friday and then with the Easter service next Sunday. What that means is at the end of our service, as the hymn ends, the Crucifer and Acolyte and Vicar Joanna and I will gather up at the front and we will process out in silence. And I will not be back there to greet you at the door because the service is continuing. We leave in silence, as you'll see in the bulletin when you get to that point. Let us continue with our worship. Oh, wait a minute. Let us continue with our offering. I tried to alert the ushers, yes.
Let us pray. God, our provider, you You have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessed be our God.
Forever and ever. Amen.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Behold, the old has passed away. The new has come.
For while we were still helpless,
at the right time, Christ died for the godless.
While we were still sinners,
Christ died for us.
While we were still enemies,
we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son.
All this is from God,
who through Christ reconciled us to himself.
God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself,
not counting their sins against them.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
For the Lord's judgments are true and just. Hallelujah! Amen. Therefore, lest they take also the tree of life, eat and live forever. The Lord God sent them forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which they came. And at the east of Eden, God placed a cherubim with a flaming sword Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he has sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with their loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished.
The soldiers led him away to the praetorium.
They clothed him in purple and put a crown of thorns on his head.
They began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." When they had finished with him,
they led him out to crucify him.
Almighty God, the lover of all who sin, help us to see how we have condemned Jesus with our own trespass and treason, and mercifully grant that we may stand in the redemption of his cross, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
God said to Abraham, "Take your only son Isaac, whom you love,
and offer him for a burnt offering upon the mountain."
So Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering
and laid it on his own son Isaac.
Abraham took fire and a knife in his hand,
and they both went up together.
Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha.
When Pilate saw that he could not prevent a riot,
he took water and washed his hands, saying,
"I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves." Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly took on the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave you,
or to go back from following you.
For where you go, I will go.
Where you dwell, I will dwell.
Your people will be my people.
Your God, my God.
Where you die, I will die.
And there you live."
They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull.
A maid saw Peter and said, "You were with Jesus of Nazareth." The cock crowed once.
The maid saw him again and talked to the others nearby.
"This man is one of them."
Peter denied it again.
But someone said, "Your speech is like a Galilean's."
Peter swore and said, "I do not know this man."
The cock crowed a second time.
Peter remembered what Jesus said,
"Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." Almighty Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who asks us to follow him, grant us the grace and faith to look only toward your Son and walk in his steps for the love of him who laid down his life for us, our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The sun shall be darkened.
And the moon shall not give the light.
The stars of heaven shall fall.
And the powers in heaven shall be shaken.
They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds
with great power and glory.
A great number of the people who followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Amen.
When Judas saw that Jesus was condemned, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. So Judas threw down the silver and departed. Everlasting God, whose word is both judgment and salvation, teach us, your people, to mourn our sins, to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of our iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, who is your word made flesh.
When Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of
his coat of many colors.
They took him and cast him in a pit.
And the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven into one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots."
When Jesus saw his mother, he said, "Woman, behold your son." From that hour, ever giving Spirit of God, who grants us all good and all grace, help us to strip our hearts of those desires that divide us from you, and our lives of those things that separate us from each other, for the sake of one who emptied himself for us.
Isaac spoke, "Father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
Abraham answered, "God will provide himself a lamb."
When they came to the place, Abraham built an altar
and bound his son Isaac and laid him on it.
Abraham stretched forth his hand
and took the knife to slay his son.
And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, that he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to, for he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. Then the chief priests of the temple said,
"Write not the name of Jesus."
But that he said, "I am the King of the Jews."
Pilate answered, "I have written what I have written."
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name.
Amen.
They shall take a lamb for each household.
A lamb for each family.
Your lamb shall be without blemish.
The congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight.
They shall take the blood.
And put it on the doorposts and lintels of the house.
The blood shall be to you a sign.
Upon the houses you live in.
When I, the Lord, see the blood, I will pass over you.
And the plague shall not strike you when I smite Egypt.
When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, and put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now, when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first. When they came to Jesus, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. O life-giving God, whose Son shed his precious blood for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
For God so loved the world,
he gave his only begotten Son,
that whoever believes in him should not perish,
but have everlasting life.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor,
who also reigned the kingdom of God,
took courage and went to Pilate
and asked for the body of Jesus.
Pilate marveled.
"Is he already dead?"
He summoned a centurion and asked him,
"Has he been dead for a while?"
When the centurion answered him, "Yes," Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness, for your tender mercy's sake. Amen.
As Jonah was 3 days and three nights
in the belly of the whale,
so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights
in the heart of the earth.
Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Now, the first day of the week,
very early in the morning,
the women came bearing spices.
And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
They entered in
and found not Jesus' body.
As they stood confused,
the tomb and shining garments stood by them.
The women were afraid and bowed to the earth. O God, your blessed Son was laid in a tomb in a garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we who have been buried with him in the waters of baptism may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God,
you take away.
body of Christ. Thank you. body of Christ.
To the body of Christ.